With just over a week left in this legislative session, Governor Cuomo released his bill to extend public financing of political campaigns to statewide races. But he still faces resistance from some factions in the legislature. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo's talked of his support for a public campaign finance system for statewide races based on the New York City model, but this is the first time that he's revealed the details of the actual legislation. The governor says the measure, plus other reforms, are long overdue. He says the seemingly endless string of scandals at the Capitol this session only underscores how much change is needed.
The past few months are really just the accelerant. You needed public finance and campaign finance reform done 10 years ago. We've been talking about this.
The public campaign financing option would offer a 6-to-1 match for individual contributions up to $175. It would be paid for using money from the state's general fund, as well as a checkoff box on state income taxes and from the state's abandoned property fund. The legislation also limits campaign contributions across the board and requires more disclosure of donors. The new rules would not affect Cuomo's reelection efforts in 2014 or any other state races that year. It would not begin until January 2015. The governor also focused on a related reform proposal to give the state's district attorneys more powers to prosecute corruption-related crimes in state government, like bribery and embezzlement. Onondaga District Attorney William Fitzpatrick is one of several DAs who came to the Capitol to support the measures. He likened the string of corruption cases in state government to a disease.
When you have 35 elected representatives in the past 6 years who are either under investigation, indicted, or convicted, there's a cancer on the legislature.
Cuomo faces stiff opposition from Republicans in the state Senate on part of his proposal. The Republicans say public financing of campaigns is a waste of the taxpayers' money. The GOP co-leads the Senate with the Independent Democratic Conference, four Democrats who split from the mainstream Democrats. Cuomo left it to the Brennan Center's Michael Waldman, one of the reform advocates who spoke at the event, to put the pressure on the Republicans and their independent Democratic allies to act.
This is not a matter of procedure or rules. This is a matter of political will. The majority of the votes in the Senate have come out for legislation of this kind. There's no excuse for failing to bring legislation of this kind to a vote. And lawmakers who use excuses will have the stain of the state's corruption on their hands.
The governor did not rule out altogether splitting the public campaign finance portion of the legislation off from the other bills in the face of GOP opposition, and he says he does not see an easy glide to passage of the reform legislation. But Cuomo warns that if the legislature does not act on some of the proposals, he'll begin an investigation of legislative corruption using powers given to governors in the state's Moreland Act.
This legislative initiative or a Moreland Commission will advance the public trust one way or the other. We'll get it done by the end of next week.
Senate Republican Leader Dean Skello, speaking earlier in the day, says he's open to a number of the governor's reform proposals and predicts that there will be some sort of deal reached. But he says he doesn't foresee any scenario in which the public campaign financing part of the legislation would come to the Senate floor for a vote.
I've said that we're not in favor of taxpayer funding of campaigns. I'd rather take the $200 million that we estimate, and our finance committee is pretty good at coming up with appropriate numbers. I'd rather put it into education, infrastructure, job creation, child care. There are a lot of areas that we can use that money for.
Cuomo estimates that public financing would cost far less at around $41 million. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.